The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back. Hour number two of the National Intel Report on this Tuesday, 28th day of August, 2018. Talking about John McCain, Wayne Madsen's research into this. Wayne Madsen learned additional details regarding the deadly fire aboard the Navy aircraft carrier, the USS Forrestal, on July 29th of 67 in the Gulf of Tonkin. The additional details then point to Lieutenant Commander John McCain playing more of a role in triggering the fire and explosions than previously reported. On January 16th of 2006, Wayne Madsen reported that according to the U.S. Navy sailor who was aboard the Forrestal on that fateful day of the fire, McCain and the Forrestal's skipper, Captain John K. Baling, were warned about the danger of using M65,000-pound bombs, manufactured in 1935, which were deemed too dangerous to use during World War II and later on B-52 bombers. The fire from the Zuni missile misfire resulted in the heavy 1,000-pound bombs being knocked loose from the pylons of McCain's A-4 aircraft, which, by the way, were only designed to carry 500-pound bombs. Madsen further reported the unstable bombs had a 60-second cook-off threshold in a fire situation, and this warning was known to both Baling and McCain prior to the disaster. Madsen also cited the potential that McCain's Navy records were used against him by the neocons in control of the Pentagon. The neocons, quoting Madsen, the neocons who have had 5 years to examine every file within the Department of Defense have likely accessed documents that could prove embarrassing to Mr. McCain, who was on board the USS Forrestal on July 29, 1967, and whose A-4 Skyhawk was struck by an air-to-ground Zuni missile that had misfired from a F-4 Phantom. Now, Madsen has been informed that crewmen aboard the Forrestal had provided additional information about the Forrestal incident. It's believed by many crewmen and those who have investigated the case that McCain deliberately wet-started his A-4E to shake up the guys in the plane behind his A-4. Wet-starts, done either deliberately or accidentally, shoot a large flame from the tail of the aircraft. In McCain's case, the wet start apparently cooked off and launched the Zuni rocket from the rear of the F-4 that touched off the explosions and massive fire. The F-4 pilot was reportedly killed. Wet starting was apparently a common practice among young hot dog pilots. McCain was quickly transferred to the USS Oriskany, the only Forrestal crewman to immediately be transferred. 3 months later, McCain was shot down over North Vietnam on October 6, 1967. Now, I must add here also, John McCain, you ever notice how the guy couldn't lift up his arms? It's because both of his shoulders were screwed up. How'd they get screwed up? Well, when he ejected out of the plane that was being shot down by the Vietnamese, he didn't eject properly, and it damn near ripped his arms out. The guy couldn't even bail out right. Now, Now, as Madsen previously reported at the time of the Forrestal disaster, McCain's father, Admiral John McCain Jr., was Commander-in-Chief of the U.S. Naval Forces Europe and was busy covering up the details of the deadly and premeditated June 8, 1967 Israeli attack on the NSA spy ship, the USS Liberty. The fact that both McCains were involved in two incidents just weeks apart that resulted in a total death count of 168 on the Forrestal and the Liberty, with an additional injury count of 234 on both ships, with a number of them, by the way, later dying from their wounds. With an accompanying classified paper trail inside the Pentagon, maybe all that was needed to hold a sword of Damocles over the head of the family honor oriented McCain by the neocons. It's also, Wayne Madsen had also been informed by knowledgeable sources, including an ex-Navy A-4 pilot, that the wet start game was a common occurrence. However, it is between very unlikely and impossible for the Forrestal wet start to have been accidental. Wet starts were the later rendered impossible by automated engine controls. Yeah, let's honor this guy. No. Bomb, 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 Iran man? No. Not here. You know, they say it's not nice to speak ill of the dead. Well, nobody spoke about this guy when he was alive. Nobody told the truth about the guy when he was alive. Mike, can you find a recording that he did for the North Vietnamese? The propaganda piece? If it hasn't been totally scrubbed from the internet. By the way, you know how it's the press is, families and splitting up families, and you can't arrest these people. You know, they got kids, the illegals. Oh, my goodness. Well, what's being underreported is how building a border wall changed San Diego. This came from the Daily Signal. And, of course, let me see if I can bring it up here. Here it is. This short presentation here on how effective this wall has been in San Diego.
Build that wall. Build that wall. Build that wall. Build that wall.
While the prospect of building more walls along the border has become hugely controversial under the Trump administration, the reality is for many areas along the border, like San Diego, building a wall is nothing new.
The fence turned one of the most dangerous neighborhoods into America into one of the safest. I grew up here. I learned to play here. This was so we used to cross the border back and forth in the old days, chasing rabbits with our bow and arrow.
How has it changed between then and now?
In the 80s, it started getting very ugly. The criminal element got really big. The valley literally became one of the most dangerous neighborhoods in America. Once it reached that critical stage, people realized they had to do something, that the criminals were taking advantage of the lack of control.
I worked here when the fences weren't here, when there was just a little chain link fence over there, and it was out of control. There was 300 people here. They put babies over the fence. They were throwing soccer balls of heroin over.
In 1986, before any major walls or fences separated the border between San Diego and Mexico, Border Patrol agents in this region apprehended more than 600,000 people, accounting for one-third of all border apprehensions that year. Construction of the primary wall, which covers 46 miles and stands between 8 and 10 feet tall, began in 1991. Construction of a secondary fence, which stands between 14 and 18 feet high, covering 13 miles of the border, began in 1997. Today, the San Diego sector now accounts for only a small fraction of total apprehensions along the border each year.
You've actually got businesses right on the border now. If you take a picture of aerial photograph or just shoot down the fence, you'll see Mexico has built right to the fence. They have businesses and homes right on the fence. We've backed off and been intimidated because of the illegal and the crime problem. The fence has allowed businesses on the United States side to come up and come up closer to it. And what's interesting is that people come in legally from Mexico, shop in these shops in the United States, and then go back to Mexico. But they do it through the gate.
It took me only like 15 minutes, so it's not hard at all. I'm sure there's other days that are busier than today. So that wasn't my...
This is actually a Mexican
case today,
citizen.
So it was pretty easy.
The city has even gone so far as to put in parks and campgrounds. Want to put campgrounds up here because the decrease in criminal activity and the safety measure that have been put in place just by us being here. And most community leaders will admit easily that it's because the Border Patrol's here that these things are possible, because they weren't back in the day before those barriers and before the increased manpower was here.
I think people are getting so obsessed with symbolism rather than substance. San Diego has the largest land port of entry in the world. We have the biggest gate in the entire world here, but we also have a high fence. They have a saying in Mexico, good fences make good neighbors.
Since building a wall, crime rates in San Diego have dropped dramatically. In 1989, there were more than 100,000 total crimes committed. And last year, there were just under 34,000.
Do you think that there are any lessons to be learned in San Diego, and that the type of infrastructure that's put into place here could or should be replicated in other areas?
Physical structures can be a major aid at law enforcement. And the people that really are victims when you lose law enforcement are the weak and the vulnerable. The people that die along this border, I mean, I rescued drowning illegals that were being pushed during the flood period by smugglers. They were walking across. They didn't know the dangers. The fence sends a very clear message to everybody before they even try to cross the border. No, don't come here the wrong way. You want to come to America, come here through the gates.
Well, 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 well. I didn't know that was a Mexican saying, that fences make good neighbors. Sherry in Kansas. Hello, Sherry.
Hello, John. There's a guest that Deanna's had on a few times, our Dwayne Willing, and he's kind of lower mid-level person working in the Nixon administration. Mm-hmm. And on one of her shows, he said that John McCain actually killed more American pilots than North Vietnamese.
I would not doubt that. I would not doubt that. And, you know, McCain, what a wonderful guy he was. The reason why Obamacare wasn't dumped, John McCain. It came down to his vote, and Obamacare wasn't deep sixed. And
yeah.
And when you see the likes of Charles Schumer coming out, Chucky the Possum Schumer, coming out and wanting to name a building after John McCain, what does that tell you when one of the worst Democrats in our country's history wants to rename buildings, federal buildings, after this guy?
Yeah, well, they named our Wichita Airport, they renamed it Eisenhower Airport.
Yeah,
that disgusted me too.
Well, but even, you know, it's funny you should mention Eisenhower. That my thought today was John McCain was no Eisenhower. he was worse.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
At least I guess I'm reading a book called Remember the Liberty, and the author is Philip Nelson, but also Phil Turney.
Mm-hmm.
Ronald Kugel and Ernie Gallo contributed to it. They've written parts of it. And it did mention at least Eisenhower stood up to the Israelis in that deal that happened in 1956.
Yeah,
trying to take over the Suez Canal or something.
Well, but Israel, wasn't it Eisenhower as well? That Israel wanted nuclear weapons, and both Eisenhower and Kennedy said no.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, in this book, he really did. I mean, it's got a lot of good stuff in it that, and it just came out in last year. But I do think that Lyndon Johnson was our first Jewish president.
No. No.
Oh, you're talking about Springsteen? Well, I guess maybe that.
Yeah. No, there was Abraham Springsteen. But there was also Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Was his real name. You know, what better guy than to drag this communist out of New York, prop him up as being president, and him to start his socialism emanating from the White House due to this banking crisis we had, this depression. You know, what better guy to do this? And many argue to this day, and I think they are correct, Sherry, that this was the time that Franklin Delano deep-sixed the United States. We've been in receivership ever since, and the Constitution basically was null and void at that time.
Well, and some people think that it started under our first Jewish president, you know, Abraham.
Find it rather fascinating. Here was a guy that was a lawyer, became president, and then after he was shot, after the Civil War was over, we had Reconstruction, and that very 13th Amendment that should have forbade Abraham Lincoln, I'll be kind, from being president. All of a sudden, during Reconstruction, voila, we have a new, brand new 13th Amendment. When the original one said that, no titles of nobility, no lawyers in office, no. And all of a sudden, Lincoln shot. By the way, Mary, how was the play? Yeah. All right, Sherry, I appreciate your call.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Tom in Philadelphia. Hello, Tom.
Hey, good afternoon there, buddy.
Well, you're not driving down the road with your earpiece. I'm so glad.
Yeah, no, I'm sitting here. Yeah, my phone croaked, so I had to get a new one, so I'm just kind of trying to load everything up. I was in boot camp in Orlando in 1972, and my orders out of boot camp were firemen on the forestall, or as we called it, the firestall. And that wasn't the deal that my dad made with a senator who got me in the military at 16. I was supposed to go to tech school, and when I opened up my orders and saw that they were going to send me to a ship and be a fireman, I called my dad, and my dad got on the phone, and the next day I had new orders. But, boy, wouldn't have that been a close call, because the forestall has had many, many crashes. So, that was, luckily I didn't have a run-in with, anything to do with McCain. And the reason he, you know, hurt himself is when you're in I went through ejection seat training. When you're in an A4, you have a face curtain over your head. You got a big D-ring, a big yellow handle over the top of your head.
You pull that thing.
Grab that with both handles, yeah, and you yank it down over your face, and then your arms are pulled in by straps. And how he screwed that up, nobody, I guess, would ever know. But at least when they buried the forestall, they sunk it with the Oriskany, too, which is the other ship where they sent him. And they buried both of them out to sea as a aquatic, I guess, like something for the
fish to swim around in. They make wonderful reefs.
Yeah, reefs. Yeah, yep. There you go.
Yep.
So... But, you know, if you ever look up anything, they say nothing about McCain setting off doing those hotshot starts.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen those happen all the time in A4, especially in the older models and the A4 Cs and the Es. So, but, you know, when I was working on the A4 Js, couldn't do it.
Yeah. All right. Well, Tom, I appreciate it, man.
All right. Well, I thought I'd let you know.
All
right. See you later.
Thanks, Tom.
No reason to get excited. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we are back. Go ahead and play Mr. McCain and his propaganda piece for the North Vietnamese.
To the Vietnamese people and the government of the DRVN, from John Sidney McCain, 624787, Lieutenant Commander, U.S. Navy, born 29 August 1936, Panama, home state, Lyon. Shot down 26 October 1967, A4E aircraft. I, as a U.S. airman, am guilty of crimes against the Vietnamese country and people. I have bombed their cities, towns, and villages and caused many injuries, even death, to the people of Vietnam. I was captured in the capital city of Hanoi while attacking it. After I was captured, I was taken to the hospital in Hanoi, where I received very good medical treatment. I was given an operation on my leg, which allowed me to walk again, and a cast on my right arm, which was badly broken in three places. The doctors were very good, and they knew a great deal about the practice of medicine. I remained in the hospital for some time and regained much of my health and strength. Since I arrived in the camp of detention, I have received humane and lenient treatment. I received additional treatment and food, even though I came here as an aggressor, and the people who I injured have much difficulty in their living standards. I wish to express my deep gratitude for my kind treatment, and I will never forget this kindness extended to me.
This audio recording was found in a misplaced file in the National Archives in Washington, D.C. The broadcast was captured by the CIA's Foreign Broadcast Information Service.
Nobody. Nobody in the mainstream media has ever played that. Ever. So was Trump right with running down the running up the flag after one day? You bet your sweet dollar he was. But of course, as I said, when you've got people like Charles Schumer, Senator Schumer out there singing the praises of John McCain, that speaks for itself. NBC recently, and this is wonderful reporting. They're reporting that STDs continue a rapid rise in the U.S., setting new records, CDC says. Now, you will, if you pay attention to this, you will notice the one major thing that is missing from this story. In case you didn't get it, I'll let you know what it is at the end of the story. Experts say many factors have contributed to the increase, though the biggest one may be less frequent, condom use. Sexually transmitted diseases are on the rise in America, according to new data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. In fact, nearly 2.3 million cases of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis were diagnosed in the U.S. in 2017 alone, surpassing the record set in 2016 by more than 200,000, the CDC scientists reported Tuesday. STDs are widespread and cross urban and rural boundaries. They cross socioeconomic boundaries. We're seeing STDs in places we haven't seen them before. Experts say many factors have contributed to the rapid rise, though the biggest one may be less frequent condom use. It's less clear whether dating apps like Tinder have contributed in some way to the spread of STDs, though some researchers think they have. Love these research groups. Let's dance around the major issues and give you something. Well, it's official. We're being paid. Don't you believe me? We've seen a steep and sustained increase over the last 5 years, said Dr. Gail Boland, director of the Division of STD Prevention at the CDC. Usually there's ebbs and flows, but this sustained increase is very concerning. We haven't seen anything like this for two decades. In the past, the majority of syphilis infections were seen in gay men, bisexual men, and other men who have sex with men. Is there anything outside the homosexual and bisexual? And other men who have sex with other men? Is there something I haven't, twisted thing I haven't heard about yet? Boland told NBC News, more recently there have been an increase among heterosexual men and women, including among pregnant women, which means we're starting to see these infections in their babies. Boland and others suspect that newer drugs that have made HIV less lethal, as well as the one that lowers the risk of being infected, could have contributed to declines in condom use. An Australian study that follows nearly 17,000 gay and bisexual men before and after a campaign to promote pre-exposure, the use of drugs that protect against HIV infection, found that condom use has fallen dramatically. Before the campaign, 46% of the men studied were using condoms, after only 31% were doing that. Certainly, we've known since life-saving HIV medication became available in the 2000s, things changed, Ms. Boland said. Adding to that, with the very important advance of HIV prevention, but those tools don't prevent STDs. Now we're seeing declining use of condoms, not just in gay and bisexual men, but also in heterosexuals. CDC researchers found that gonorrhea diagnoses increased by 67%. From around 333,000 to 555,000 in just 5 years. The sharpest increase was in men in whose cases nearly doubled, going from 169,000 in 2013 to 322,000 in 2017. A little bit more on this and the obvious thing that's missing from this. We'll be back. Must come down.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354, or visit MIG911.com.
CDC researchers found that gonorrhea diagnosed, as I said, by 67%. Another factor driving the skyrocketing numbers of STDs cases may be a decline in funding for state and local agencies working on prevention, according to Michael Frazier, executive director of the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials. We've seen a tremendous increase in many areas, primarily due to the eroding public health infrastructure. The lack of funding at the state and local level to really invest in prevention and its works is not just about medications. It's about disease investigators who meet with the individual who is infected to talk about their behavior and do contact tracing to try to prevent the future spread. I'm sure they can be referred to as being the sex police. The United States continues to have the highest STD rates in the industrialized world. Executive Director of the National Coalition of STD Directors, David Harvey. Along with the decline in funding, there are two other factors driving the skyrocketing STD rates. There's an extreme lack of awareness about STDs and sexual health, and doctors are not screening and testing for these diseases, and patients don't know they need to ask to be tested. One of Boland's biggest concerns is antibiotic-resistant strains of gonorrhea. Currently, some strains are susceptible to only one antibiotic. The history of gonorrhea is that every time we're down to one antibiotic, it mutates. It's hard to think back to an era of having no treatment for bacteria. Syphilis diagnoses, which rose 76%, were mostly in men, from 17,300 to 30,000, almost doubling. Syphilis in women is especially concerning because it can have a major effect on developing fetuses. In the mid-20th century, studies showed that 40% of fetuses born to mothers infected with syphilis were either stillborn or died shortly after delivery. But that was before the advent of penicillin. We don't have current data on the impact of fetal syphilis. You know what? I'm not going to bother with the rest of this story. What is missing here? What is missing? Let me see if Pete in Florida knows. Hello, Pete. What? We lost him? Okay. He's got one of those wonderful cell services like I have. Here today and gone tomorrow. Well, I guess I won't be able to ask Pete. But what's missing in the story is all the illegals are in this country, bringing in diseases. This is NBC, folks. Yep, this is NBC News. How did they miss that one? They're citing statistics from 2016 and 2017, and these, they're increasing by 50% in some cases. Yeah, why? What's changed? We got a bunch of illegals running around that are bringing diseases into this country. See, folks, this is not building a wall. It's about keeping diseases out of here as well. Not just criminals. Not just people that murder and mayhem and steal and deal drugs and all that other stuff. No, they're dragging diseases into the country that heretofore we pretty much eradicated. Not anymore. Not one word about the illegals bringing the diseases in. Am I surprised? No, I am not. Is the call-in number. I am going to shut down my computer because it doesn't want to cooperate with me. Well, let's reopen. Come on. Here we go. Is there a name for the little rotating circle? They give everything else a name. No? Okay, here we go. Sorry? Last night, folks, I had to go to one of the box stores. It's one of the few places that carry a degreaser. The damn thing actually works. And I'm checking out, and there was a young kid at the register. And he was talking to another female employee that was just hanging around. And like all times, I'm always out there walking and talking. If somebody's willing to listen, I'm willing to talk. And he's ringing stuff up, and I looked at the tally on the bill, and I said, wow. I said, inflation. He just looked at me, didn't say anything. And then I went into my diatribe about the unconstitutional stuff that they call money. And the next thing that happened was the sound of my lower jaw hitting the floor. He looked out of the side of his face at me and kind of had a grin on his face. He said, oh, you mean the fiat money? I was just floored. Wow. Well, the banker's unfolding scheme for war on the millennial generation, the most critical fact about Mr. Donald Trump, is that he is an invention of the international bankers. Now, this is by Chuck Carlson. The IBC, he calls them, the International Banking Cabal, that owns and controls the Federal Reserve System. The IBC is a faceless structure that creates the Fed dollars necessary to finance the private wars, which, like most of his predecessors, Mr. Trump is inciting with every passing day. Very interesting. If people understood just one thing, folks, that people could understand and get their minds wrapped around, that would be the issue of the illegal, unconstitutional private corporation printing something out that we lovingly refer to as money. It is not. It is a debt receipt, is what it is. By the way, I didn't get to this yesterday. Arrogant anti-Trump FBI agent Peter Strzok, which, by the way, some photographers got some very interesting pictures of this guy. Whew. Pictures tell a thousand, you know, pictures worth a thousand words. Man, I'll tell you what, some of the photographs of Strzok when he was in front of the committees, it is absolutely horrifying. If this guy is not evil incarnate, I don't know what is. Well, the fired FBI agent, Mr. Strzok, was more than just an innocent agent who simply didn't care for president candidate Donald J. Trump. He was clearly involved in a plan to ensure Hillary Clinton's reputation wasn't damaged by the classified emails found on the laptop of disgraced former congressman and pedophile Anthony Weiner, who also happened to be married to Hillary Clinton's most trusted aide, old Huma Aberdeen. Real Clear Investigation says when the FBI Director James Comey announced he was closing the Hillary Clinton email investigation for a second time just days before the 2016 election, he certified to Congress that his agency had reviewed all the communications discovered on a personal laptop used by Clinton's closest aide, Huma Aberdeen, and her husband, Anthony Weiner. At the time, many wondered how investigators managed over the course of 1 week to read the hundreds of thousands of emails residing on the machine, which had been the focus of a sex crime investigation of Weiner, a former congressman. Comey later told Congress that thanks to the wizardry of our technology, the FBI was able to eliminate the vast majority of messages as duplicates of emails they'd previously seen. Tireless agents, he claimed, then worked night after night after night to scrutinize the remaining material. But virtually none of this account was true. In fact, a technical glitch prevented FBI technicians from actually comparing the new emails with the old ones. Only 3,077 of the 694,000 emails were directly reviewed for classified or incriminating information. Three FBI officials completed that work in a single 12-hour spurt the day before Comey again cleared Clinton of criminal charges. The Gateway Pundit reports that Real Clear Investigations pieced together the FBI's handling of the massive new email discovery from the Weiner laptop. This investigation, including a review of the federal court records and affidavits, cell phone text messages, emails sent to key FBI personnel, along with internal bureau memos, reviews, and meeting notes documented in government reports. Information was also gleaned through the interviews with FBI agents and supervisors, prosecutors, and other law enforcement officials, as well as congressional investigators and public interest lawyers. The FBI soft-pedaled the original investigation of the Clinton emails, as some critics have said, in an out-and-out suppressed the following probe related to the laptop, sources for this article said. There was no real investigation and no real search. Michael Biasello, a 27-year veteran of the FBI, it was just all show. Eyewash to make it look like there was an investigation before the election. Although the FBI's New York office first pointed headquarters to the appointed headquarters, it should read, to the large new volume of evidence on September 28, 2016. Supervising agent Peter Strzok, who was fired on August 10th for sending anti-Trump text and other misconduct, did not try to obtain a warrant to search the huge caches of emails until October 30th of 2016. Violating their own department policy, he edited the warrant affidavit on his own home email account, bypassing the FBI system for recording such government business. He also began drafting a second exoneration statement before conducting the search. The search warrant was so limited in scope that it excluded more than half of the emails New York agents considered relevant to the case. A cache of Clinton-Aberdeen communications dated back to 2007, but the warrant to search the laptop excluded any messages exchanged before or after the Clintons' 2009 to 2013 tenure as Secretary of State. Gone. Weren't even looked at. Key early periods when Clinton initially set up her unauthorized private server and later periods when she deleted thousands of emails sought by investigators. Now, far from investigating and clearing Aberdeen and Weiner, the FBI did not interview them, according to the FBI sources who say Comey closed the case prematurely. The machine was not authorized for classified material, and Weiner did not have classified security clearance to receive such information, which he did on at least two occasions through his Yahoo email account, which, by the way, he also used to email snapshots of his penis. Isn't this wonderful? We have congressmen emailing pictures of their private parts. Wow. And people want to know why this society is unraveling. Alan in Nevada. Hello, Alan.
Hello, John. I'm getting back to you. You wanted to know when Barack Levy wrote that letter to Karl Marx.
Yes.
That was 1879. Now, most of the entries I saw were citing a La Revue de Paris as the source. So I don't know. It was that was published on June the 1st, 1928. So I don't know who that Paris Review is, but it must be a big publication because that was on page 574. So I've got another quote for you. It's short. It's by Menachem Begin. Our race, speaking of the Jews, is the master race. We are divine gods on this planet. We are as different from the inferior races as they are from insects. In fact, compared to our race, other races are beasts and animals, cattle at best. Other races are considered as human excrement. Our destiny is to rule over the inferior races. Our earthly kingdom will be ruled by our leader with a rod of iron. The masses will lick our feet and serve us as our slaves. He's a cutie, isn't he?
Here are the people that wrote the hate crime laws. Isn't that amazing that all this virulent hate, if this is not a textbook dictionary definition of racism, I don't know what is.
Yeah, well, you know, those who hate the truth are those that have defined hate.
Well, these are the people that hate the truth as well.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Well, yeah. As long as people like yourselves are around, Alan, no. And I'll tell you what, you'd have to put a bullet in the back of my head before you'd ever get me licking anything. I can guarantee you that. All right, Alan, thank you very much. I appreciate the update.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
You know, folks, I did a series. I've got Shonard Iserby listening to it. 13-hour series I did on the Jews. And it wasn't anything that was pulled in and patched together. No. These were all the words of Jews themselves. We didn't have to make up anything. We just had to record and present the information. John in Missouri and an Earl in Texas will take your calls after this break. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
John in Missouri. Hello, John.
Hi there, Mr. Stat Miller.
How are you?
I'm well. I find it odd that everybody understands what inflation is, but nobody knows where it comes from.
Well, you know, it's kind of like acne. It just pops up, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, when you're in a conversation, hey, it's inflation. Hey, the inflation. Right. Oh, the inflation.
Yeah, inflation.
Where does inflation come from? And it's a word that we wouldn't know. I mean, we wouldn't have any idea what it meant if it hadn't been for the funny money system.
Well, and you know, it's fascinating. During a course of a conversation, if you were to say the devaluation rather than inflation, people would understand that. But they've come to accept this term like, you know, it's inevitable as your teenager getting zits.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. It's kind of odd. But that's just how it is. Well, hey, I worked for a Jewish man. He was a purebred. He was from Israel. Mm-hmm. And what that gentleman just said is absolutely true. They think they're better than us.
Yep. Now, and here are the people, the biggest racist, I mean, calling us cattle and goyim and all this other stuff. This is recorded. It is undisputed. It is the truth. But they are the biggest racists, and these are the people that wrote the hate crime laws in this country. Wow. Go figure.
Well, I don't pay them much attention, but other than inflation, you know.
Yeah, well, anyway. You better pay attention because we're under a political coup right now, and they're winning.
Yeah, I know, but what do I do about it?
Keep walking and talking?
I tell people, John, I've told so many people about RBN to listen to RBN. I was talking to a fella, he said he listens to Rush Limbaugh. I said, well, I know a radio show that you can listen to makes Rush Limbaugh look like mother's milk. And I'm sure he's never went there.
Well, people are creatures of habit. But until they realize that what is actually going on, that there's cause and effect and not some damn conspiracy theory. They have been programmed. These are the neo-maxi zoomed weebies that think that they know what they know, but they don't know anything. But they'll tell you they do. And they really don't. And a lot of them are afraid to face the truth because, you know what? It transforms people's lives. You were asleep, and now you're awake, and it's stifling to them. They can't handle the truth. Even though it might save their very souls, but they won't listen. That's all right.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it. We got about a minute and a half left. Hello, Earl in Texas. Hello, Earl.
Yes, good evening, sir. Appreciate you taking my phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Two quick questions. I'm trying to beat my brains out here. It's recollecting, but there was a president, when the POWs came back home, a president gave pardon as soon as they hit the turf, and I can't recall if that's so or the president. Do you have any recollection of that?
Now, say that again.
Okay, when the POWs came back home, there was a president, and I think it's Ford, I may be incorrect, that gave a broad pardon.
To whom?
To the entire POW. And to my understanding, it was due to one man, McCain.
Well, we'll have to.
Because they don't want to have any inquiries.
Yeah, we'll have to look into that one. I do know this, that he was the only POW that ever came back to the United States that was not debriefed.
Well, I think that may fall in line with his pardon then.
It very well may have. All right, Earl, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. All right. Folks, support the network. Please financially support us. We need your help. You think you're going to survive this alone? You're not. I can guarantee you that.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.